What I think happens in a group, and I'll use an example of what I did when I was the chair of a group in Department of Corrections, which were all from the Lou and the prisons where people can grow spiritually, is that the group that met on that committee, I said, I'll take any religion, or people who are in prison except the occult. I mean, I don't want anybody in the real cult or group, and that was all right with them. And so here's the way I did it. I said, we're going to start out, because we're talking about spiritual resolves, we're going to start out in prayer. And I want each of you to pray a short prayer as we begin. The way you pray in the privacy of your bedroom or your privacy, so that if you feel that to really reach God, you'll pray in Arabic, you go ahead and do that for a Muslim. And then Ojibwe, if it is, you're in, what you do is their cultural religion, you pray in Ojibwe or Hebrew. And then I said to every once in a while, I say this to you Christians, because there'd be some new people there, I watch you. And those of you who end your prayer in Jesus' name, you leave Jesus out of it, because you figure that you don't want to offend these other folks. But he said, well, what you're really saying to them when you do that, because they know that you believe in Jesus Christ, that you don't expect them to respect you. So they know you don't respect them. And so I just ask you to do that. It was amazing what it did to it. And it started having an impact on some of the prisons too, where those groups were meeting together, prisoners who were with each other as well. And so, there's some people who are afraid of that because they're afraid of synergism. You know, you might lose your faith and everything like that. And I said, you know, there's only one God. And if you truly believe in him, you don't have to worry about that. Because everybody comes at it a little bit different, but it's the way it reflects with you. And I believe the divinity of Jesus Christ. You read the Quran, you know. They read about Jesus and Mary and Joseph, you know, and there as well. And so they're hung up on the divinity of Christ. If you only realize how they got started, is that the Christian heresy at that time was that there were three different gods. And so they brought it to one God. So but then we've been fighting each other all of that. And so you go at the various religions why they came at odds with each other. That in the secular world, when anything you're involved in the spiritual, you just got to leave people where they are, and then the Holy Spirit will have an effect on them. Because here's a fascinating thing about that attitude of people. The Jewish guy, Ted Herman, who died at the fourth year that we're meeting, he took me aside one day. He says, you know, this is the only organization ever done like this. Anybody said, let's pray, I get up and walk out. Even though I was the main speaker, I get up and walk out. He said, I don't know why I didn't hear when you did that. Either you or something. And he said, I just want to tell you I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. And so it's amazing how the Spirit of God can teach people, can touch people's hearts. That's what I believe. I think it's the Holy Spirit's work on this skull, the way he's moved. So what I...